People very quickly want to become bad, but they don't understand what is the meaning of bad. And it is wrong for others to encourage others to become bad for certain sheikh. They must be free to do whatever they want to do so that they become strong to know exactly what they believe. One person came to him and told Hazrat, I want to become bad. So Hazrat told him, it is not like this that you can just become like that. I have to come to know who you are. You have to come to know who I am also. Just by merely saying you become bad, it does not make any sense. Then you ask him that you are married. He said, yes, I'm married. If you married, that when you went to see the girl with the father, took you there to see the girl, after they saw the girl and all, she also saw you. Thereafter they both decide. They don't. So likewise here too. Come, sit down, write letters to me. I'm here to make khidmat. The Buzugan-e-Deen is prepared to make khidmat with everyone. No picking and choosing. Anyone comes to the door for khidmat, they make the khidmat. So they come, I'll make you write letters to me. Then Hazrat said, what a nice thing Hazrat said. Once you begin to benefit from the letters and the rest of it, then the mazaya. Then to become there to be mazah. Because now you're enjoying it now, because you have got a link with him. Before there was no link at all. So how important it is a person when anyone wants to become there for anything like before he wants to become there, sit in the company of the pious. Sit down and listen what you're listening and see if you're benefiting. If you're benefiting, then mazah. Then you can request to become there, which is not farz at all. Farz is to abide to the rules, become more close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's what Hazrat Ji told him, what a nice thing. Today I was thinking about يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ. Ayat of the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us the day will come when your own children will flee from you. You flee from them. You flee from your mother. You flee from your parents. You flee from everyone. All those who you were keeping happy and going against Allah. You kept your husband, your wife happy against Allah. You kept your child happy against Allah. You kept your wife happy against Allah. Everything that you were doing in this world, you were trying to keep them happy and kept Allah Ta'ala unhappy. You kept Allah Ta'ala unhappy, yet you know what is right and wrong. But you, at that occasion, you made sure that you kept her happy, kept your child happy. All those things you did, but the day will come when they flee. So before that day comes, Allah Ta'ala is so kind to us that before anything comes, any occasion that comes, any punishment is going to come, or any kind of thing, situation you're going to face with, Allah reminds us. Allah is so kind that He does not want to punish a mu'min. You do not know how Allah Ta'ala appreciates a mu'min. Allah loves a mu'min so much, more than even the mother who loves the child. The child was given the love by Allah Ta'ala, the mother was given the love by Allah Ta'ala. Allah shed little bit of his love to that mother, gave it. And the mother was so much of love that she gives her whole life to the child. Then how much of love Allah has for the mu'min? What Allah Ta'ala won't do for us? All kinds of excuses are being made that how I must now do this, that my mu'min must not go to Jahannam. Somehow I must forgive him in every way. Sometimes you'll be surprised that you know what, everything Allah Ta'ala does here, Everything is a purpose. A person wants a certain thing, he desires a certain thing, that his mother must be happy, his father must be happy, or he desires certain things. Allah does not give him. Allah does not give him. His desire is, I want it like this. Allah says, my desire like this. Now when you begin to accept and respect that what that desire of Allah Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala is this one. Your sins are being forgiven. When so many things that would you accept the law of Allah Ta'ala, the court of Allah Ta'ala, the decision of Allah Ta'ala. Once you accept the decision of Allah Ta'ala that you wanted it like this, that I want that person, why my family person passed away? Yet when it passed away, you accept it wholeheartedly. Your business, you work so hard, and you work so hard, you lost it. All that you were doing, everything you were doing, that position you wanted, you worked so hard to get that position, and then you failed. Everything was against what you wanted. And yet, you know, wholeheartedly you say, you know what, Allah Ta'ala is your decision. I'm prepared to accept your decision. We tried everything, Allah Ta'ala, but it was not according to what you wanted. And now is what you want, I'm prepared to have. Whatever you do, that is my decision. My decision is your decision. So when a person has that kind of belief at heart, that my decision, no more my decision, Allah's decision, everything that is faced with, he'll say, is coming from Allah Ta'ala. Will happen. Happily. So most important thing this month is that we are more concerned of the day when you'll be facing from Allah Ta'ala. The same children and them same family people or whoever you're doing for, or the friends and the rest of it, who you kept happy and agreed of Allah Ta'ala, do not forget the day that you'll be fleeing from them. Each one will be for themselves. Allahumma in Father.
Amen.
Allahumma. Main concern for today's majlis is our progeny. Our? You and I are here, Allah must take up the iman, we must look after the progeny too, but we are not looking after the progeny. We are not concerned of what is going to happen to our children. Remember one thing, if the father does something, the child becomes a duplicate. You want your child to become a perfectionist in a certain thing, that you know, I want him to be good in every way. He must not have any bad habits, bad conduct and all that. Ask yourself, how is my conduct? You are the duplicate, your child is duplicate of the father. He looks at the father smoking like that, he doesn't smoke like that. He says, your father walking like that, he walks at the father too. You see the father eating like that, he doesn't eat like that. Everything that you see that the child is duplicate of you. Now when you see the child, you know, he's got a cell phone, enjoying the cell phone. And so it's sad to say, you know, today the fathers and parents, they get so happy and praise their child. My child is a master in cell phone. What he can do, I cannot do too. And they praise the child to that extent. They did not know they opened the door of Jahannam for them. What is happening today? My husband told one thing. Husband said, but that time was no cell phone. He says, the most evil sin that is on earth today is a television. At that time, it's 1980s. Now I'm saying the same thing, that the most evil sin today is a cell phone. Remember one thing, if the father carries on looking at a cell phone, the child will look at the cell phone. If the mother sees the cell phone, the girl will look at the cell phone, she will become part of it. That is why there's so many of our wives now, there's so much of divorces taking place. The reason for the divorces is because they are not taking the importance of the how to look after the house, how the responsibilities are. There's a time when the wife and the husband to come home, the food is ready for him. Is now when the husband comes home, he's written that note to know that by the note that thing that the food is in the oven, take it, you help yourself, and she is busy with the cell phone. It may be a joke, but let me tell you, it's very bad. Jabal Nagadat, Jibillat Nagadat, you know, is one Persian saying, you can shift the mountain, you can't shift the habit. This cell phone has become a drug. Drug to that extent that very good people will be forced to read the Quran and engage themselves in zikr Allah Ta'ala. Now they sleep with this cell phone and wake up with that.
What will be position of our children today? Every child that you look at it, you see what they are doing. They are masters of the cell phone, they are masters of what they are looking at. Whole night they will be involved in it. Remember one thing, a loud question. Loud question. Ya yulandahullah. O amfusakum. Pahalikum nara. Don't think if you did in namaz, Allah Ta'ala won't question regarding your children. Regarding your family. O amfusakum pahalikum nara. Save yourself. So this is the biggest shaitan at the moment. It's sad to say, it is so difficult that people have become so glued to it. That's why my husband said, when one child came, one boy came to say, Hazrat, dua for my, give us nasihat. Anyone come to Hazrat, give nasihat. He said, I'm telling you three things. Three things. Zuban, ank, or kan. He just said this, what's it? Zuban, ank, or kan. Uski puri hifazat kar do. Protect these three things, your zindagi is best. One place, as we said, Zuban ka sacha. Who you call a child? Who you call a child? Zuban ka sacha. The child will never tell a lie, tell a truth. Never tell a lie. You know what Sayyidina Muqarri Jilani Rahmatullah Ali? His mother told him only one advice of Allahu Akbar. Better truth not bola. Don't tell lies. I promise you that lie that will take you, it will take you thin at the wrongs. Millions of wrongs will take you to. But if you tell the truth, there's mazah in it. You know one Sahabi, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has some habits in him. We have to be very careful how we speak to the Sahabas. Because that I just want Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The lowest Sahabi is the highest, no one matter how high a wali could be, cannot reach the status of the lowest Sahabi. You know what? Rasulullah told him, he said, I've got this habit in me. Nabi told him, do not tell a lie. Do not tell. That's all. Rasulullah should always, his sentence was very short, but very, very full of meaning to it. So this person now, when he wants to go and commit a crime, whether he's stealing, whatever, he wants to steal, straight away it becomes a blockage for him. He was told, I cannot tell a lie. How will I answer Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Oh, his eyes going to the wrong place? I won't. Now I'm saying this to you, not that because it's just a story, we must bring that in our lives too. Why? Allah is looking at us. Allah Ta'ala. So he only told the Sahabi, do not tell a lie, in that whatever sickness he had in him, all those things went to your time. How am I going to face Allah, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? When Nabi Karim had to ask me what would be my position, what will happen to me, I don't know. So rather keep. So he made sure that he didn't tell a lie. So likewise, Zuban ka sacha. A child must always remember, the child must learn to teach the child to tell the truth. Tell the truth no matter what happens. We all know very well. Now Sayyidina Muqarri Jilani Rahmatullah was a story, what Allah Ta'ala did not do for him after that. And what happened to those robbers, whoever they were, the thieves. So how come you speaking like that? My mother told me never to tell a lie. Never to tell a lie. Jude bola bohut bariya. Very buri from bimari hai. Very bad sickness to tell a lie. Allahu Akbar. When a person begins to tell a lie all the time, then he, whatever dream he sees, that's also lies. Whatever dream he sees, that's also lies. Whatever he sees, no matter how beautiful that dream is, that's also lies. That's how it is, because everything of his good. Zuban ka sacha, aankh ka accha. Mahazar says, aankh ka accha. When you look at something, that child will look at not the cell phone,
Is that achcha hadith? That's kacha.
My husband said that Zuban ka sacha, he tells the truth. You never see the child, your child must use a bad language once. One vulgar language that child uses, think to yourself, am I using it? That's why a child uses it. They say, you know, a mu'min is a mirror to another mu'min. Your child is a mirror to you. Don't blame the outside people for what your child is doing. So if the child is using any vulgar language, the wrong languages, obscene languages, then you think to yourself, what is this? I am doing, that's why we do it. Because of me. Zuban ka sacha, dil ka pakka. Aankh ka accha, dil ka pakka. You can't shake it. Iman ka mazboot.
That's why the every day you tell yourself, Amantu billahi malaikati wa kutubi.
Which was a time when we were in the early days, every day, panch kalma paro, bhi paro. Panch kalma paro. Would you think that panch kalma is like that? The effect must be there. That panch kalma is there, but now no more panch kalma now. So other kalama. Allah Almighty, Father. We can't point a finger at anyone. We can't point a finger at anyone. Look at our own fingers. See what you are doing. The effect is no more there. There's no more effect. The children are no more the same. Whether you become an alim, whether you become a hafiz, whether you become whatever, Allah Ta'ala nek saleh bachana. Nek saleh, Hazrat said nek saleh. If you got a nek saleh child, you got everything. You got more nek saleh child, you got nothing. You will only come to know in the couple that a child you left, a pious child is well, that time you come to realize how helpful this child is to be. So as I said, that this is what this is. That you must remember that these three things, Aankh, Kaan or Zuban, protect that. You protect that, but sab kuch hasil. Everything. I was in a kitab, one person sent me a very nice thing. Imagine Noor Muhammad Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, the Sheikh of. I learned it only now that. Sheikh Hazim Abdullah Rahmatullah Ali, Sheikh of. Hafiz Zamin Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, very great usuls. You know how he used to go to a shop? But you mustn't do that. Don't go down, I'm just telling you how they were. When he goes to the shop to buy anything, he gives the money back to him. He gives the money back to the shopkeeper. Take out your money and give me back my bag. Why? Why? That time that I'm going to spend that, take out that money, I want to make the zikr of Allah. I'll be actually on the making the zikr of Allah. How can I do that? How can I put Allah for 1 second to? So that is zikr of Allah. So there were people of that kind. So how much we must be if you want to get the same ta'ala Allah Ta'ala that made the zikr all the time, you're free. You're driving a car to make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. But remember one thing, when you're driving a car, if you make zikr, your wife next to you don't make zikr that time. Then she starts making flicker of that. There's time for everything. There's time for everything. Now you know, I said, now make zikr in the car, and that motor has got his wife. Well, she said, what's happening here now? Waiting for Jibril, and I said, don't worry. No. That the greatest ibadah is to talk to the wife as long as no guna. Kisi ka dil rakhna, bohut bari cheez. According to the law of Allah Ta'ala, within the Sharia, kisi ka dil rakhna, bohut bari cheez. To keep a heart of a mu'min is very great thing. On buzruk. There's more mazah in majlis, not family. On buzruk, he's going with his murids. While he's walking, his murida came out with a glass of milk. No, sometimes she came, she saw Hazrat walking with his murids. She came out quickly, Hazrat, do it here, pila. Zarur piyoga, pila. Kisi murid ne ka Hazrat, aapka roza hai. It is nothing roza, not for first roza. Ji haan, roza hai.
لیکن کسی کا دل رکھنا اس سے بڑا ہے. میں تو کل بھی رکھ سکتا ہوں دوبارہ اس کو.
I can keep that past tomorrow,
but I don't want to break a woman's heart. So likewise, don't break the heart of the wife too. Don't break the heart of the wife
who makes all the good things for you. She made the best of food.
If the husband was not there, she wouldn't have cooked.
She does everything for you. Don't break the heart.
If you come home and you will see ye khana aisa hai, to khuda khair kare. Uska dil rakho, jannat mein jata.
No, my husband should always give this one incident, so important incident, real easy to for us. That when the buzuk came home and was so tired and hungry, and the wife, when she took out the food and he ate the food like it was so nice, so tasty, the best meat. Kisi ka dil rakho. Kisi ka? No matter what it is, uska dil rakho. Remember one thing, when you start to eat food, if you don't want to eat a certain food, don't eat it. But do not disgrace it. Do not belittle it. Do not down at it. Nabi Karim Sassam also said, did not eat. But he did not condemn the thing or look down at it. That's very important. So, kisi ka dil rakhna, I don't know what I was saying that before. Anyone remembers? Yeah, when he ate the food, he enjoyed the food like it's so, and the wife saying she was very happy. You know something, if you're eating food and you're saying, you know, the food is very nice, and you see how the wife, she's also in a different world, she's so happy. So when her time came to eat, no salt. She couldn't eat one muscle too. One lukpa she couldn't eat. How did he eat the thing? She told him, I can't eat one morsel, how come you enjoy it so much? Every day you gave me food that was so tasty. If today is without salt, why must I run?
No.
My husband said that was a very great person. Allah Ta'ala did not look at any of his action or his greatness of this one action which you think is so low. Through this Allah Ta'ala said, I have forgiven you for that. Just imagine how you are supposed to live at home. How we are supposed to? How much you must keep their hearts? Allah. That is what Hazrat says. Zuban, three things. Zuban, Kaan, or Ankh. This Ankh you must very careful. After you listening to his majlis, you will open yourself on again. You forget that your friend will tell you, no, the majlis took place now. That was after, that was for that time, not for this time. Niyat kar lo abhi se, make niyat kar. Make niyat that I must not go to. Likewise, one person came to Hazrat. I told him, Hazrat, I got a very bad habit. I drink. And I don't know what to say. Let me tell him, come and tell it to you. I've complained to you that I'm drinking. Hazrat ki baat ajeeb hoti, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. Hazrat told him, and he said, if I don't drink, I get jerks. I must drink, because when I drink, I feel at ease. Tell him all those things. So I get jerks and I get shaken up, I'll be not in the right mood and all that. Hazrat looked at him and says, Hazrat asked him, you know that it is haram? Yes, I know it's haram. MashaAllah, aap to pakka Musalman. MashaAllah, I'm the pakka Musalman. You can say it's haram. MashaAllah, pakka Musalman. If you and I were there, I know what you will tell that person. You have thrown him out of the road, the house. Pakka Musalman. But itna hai. You must know, it is haram. Not only haram, najis napak bhi. Two things. Haram and so never mind you get jerks, but don't go near it. Never mind. You get jerks at all, don't go near it. See how he's speaking to you. Did he chase him away? He said, Inshallah ta'ala, no matter what jerks you get in, but don't go near it. Make irada from now that you can leave it. He said, Inshallah, Hazrat said that. Slowly it'll go out. I'm just trying to show you how we are supposed to conduct our lives, how to speak to people, how to speak to people. So in that way, how they gain that advice. So in the end, Muslim just, no matter what you want to do, you will leave it out. But try to leave it at all. We learn from this majlis certain things what we have to understand. Number one, when you want to become bad, don't just jump to become bad, because those people who jump to become bad, they don't last. They don't last. Because they have not made the intention themselves, they've been told to do it. No one is told to do it. They must do it on their own. They must sit in a company. And I forgot Hazrat said, before I forget, it came to mind, Hazrat said, do you know in this time, what is the best thing in this world today, in this time? The best thing in this time, in this world, in this time is to sit in the company of pious people. To sit in the company of pious people in this time is the best thing in the world. And the worst thing in this world is to sit in the company of evil people. Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Alayhi said that he said it's farz-e-ain for an alim, leave alone the ordinary people, to sit in the company of the pious. To sit in the company of pious. Because the moment you sit in the company of pious, you definitely benefit. You will definitely benefit. You see, your life will change as long as you are coming with the intention of putting yourself right. Because you get three types of people coming to the majlis. Three types. One is that person to come see how he's speaking. How he is speaking. Second, another person come because, you know what I mean, my friend brought me, I came with. The third person comes empty and goes full. Comes empty and goes full. He comes with the empty heart, Allah, I came here to become something. All this is my husband's processes. The moment he comes. So if you got that intention, then definitely benefit. Then, if a person comes with that intention, then three majlis is sufficient. Otherwise, 30 years, nothing. Three majlis is sufficient if you come with that intention. That I came here with one intention, I came out empty, I'm going full. Otherwise, three majlis, otherwise 30 years, if not. So it's entirely left upon us. How we come and how we go. If you do the intention, came up in your jindagi ko badalna chahta ho, to change my life, Allah Ta'ala will definitely change. End of the day, taqwa is important. One more thing before I forget. I read this morning as a Tamiz kitab. The most serious sin is the heart. It is more severe than the eyes. If a person is committing a sin of the eye, you may see him committing the sin, but you don't know what his intention is. He may be looking at the woman, but you don't know what intention he's looking at for. With the eye, that part you see a person committing a sin, you can see, but you don't know what his intention is. His intention must be good, that he must be looking at his mother too. Maybe something. But the sin of the heart is something that is hidden from everyone except Allah Ta'ala. As the Thani Ramadan writes in the kitab, he said the only way you can save the sin of the heart is by having taqwa. By having? Without taqwa, the sin of the heart can never put right. Because that sin of the heart is something is hidden. Say in case you got malice for someone, who knows that? You got malice for someone, who knows that? Can you even know that? Seeing got something other thing for you. You got love for a new woman, I'm just getting marvelled. Does anyone know about it? Is it? Or something you saw, your eyes saw something there, your eyes saw it. It went to the heart. And your heart began to enjoy the thing. Your heart began to enjoy those things. So who knows all that? You may be sitting in a mosque, but your heart is somewhere else.
Allah mani Hifadat.
Ameen.
Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that too. A time will come, the mosque will be full, but the heart will be empty. The mosque will be full, but the heart will be empty. So how important is the sin of the heart? It can only be protected that you don't look at a person with a malice or jealousy or any kind of any other things wrong to come in the heart. The only way that can be protected is from having taqwa. Fear of Allah. Allah Ta'ala hame amal karne ki taufeeq nasib karay. Wa aqul da'u Rabbana atina fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna minal khasirin. Fatir as-samawati anta waliyyi fid dunya wal akhirah. Tawaffani muslima wa ahyini muslima. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna minal khasirin. Sallallahu ta'ala ala sayyidina Muhammadin. رحمة الله.